Live in the studio right now, Infamous Red. He's a hip-hop artist from right here in the Edmonton area. He's got a brand new single called Listen featuring Joey Styles. Dante, welcome to Red Beats Radio and 89.3 The Raven, Red.
Hey, Mananto. I appreciate the opportunity, you guys.
Yeah, so first off, it's been a minute since we talked. You got a brand new single out.
100%, bro, 100%.
Yeah, called Listen. Let's talk about the new single.
All right, so Listen, brother. I got Joey Styles on the feature. The song inspiration was started just by feeling as an independent artist, doing everything on my own. Sometimes as an artist, you don't feel listened to. The concept for the art cover, you know, the getting the ear pulled, is I'm sort of forcing the industry to listen to a native and to really showcase my talents and to show what I'm trying to do in the industry for sure. Big shout out to Uncle Chooms. He got Joey on the track. Shout out to Joey Styles and shout out to Lucas Alexis for putting on the wicked guitar riffs on the song and creating a wicked unique sound that I don't think I could have pulled off without the team. But definitely it inspired just by trying to grab the industry by the ear, trying to grab their attention, forcing them to listen. Just like when you were a kid, you get your ear pulled for not listening, and then you listen, right?
That's what it reminded me of. When I seen the artwork, it reminded me of, like, you know, Nokum grabbing you by the
100%,
ear.
100%, right? 100%, brother, yes. That was my main idea for it when I kind of came up with the song concept, you know, doing shows on the road with artists that have really solidified themselves in the industry, and I feel like still trying to make my breakout and really get the name out there. I really wanted to pull on the ears of people.
Awesome. Now, we've talked a little bit off of air here where we, you know, like your music has kind of evolved.
100%.
Right?
Yeah,
like all the good hip hop artists do. And, you know, your last, the last one I remember, last tune, and then Cookum song, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your evolution as an artist, say, in the last 5 years or so.
100%, bro. You know, in the beginning, it was very street-oriented. I was a street kid. You know, I'm a city native, so, you know, I didn't really have culture in my life. I'm a non-status Indian as well, so I don't have the opportunity to belong to a community. So Edmonton's my community. Cookum song, really, the idea came to me on Third Day at Sundance, just before the piercing rounds. I really was really thinking about my grandmother, thinking about everything she taught me, you know, the amount of stuff that my grandmother went through. She never cried. She never showed any signs of struggle. She always was hard-headed, really wanted you to achamemo, you know, don't look at the past, kiam. Yep. And so, you know, on Third Day of Sundance before the piercing round, it just came to me, you know. Cookum used to say, when times is hard, everything would be okay.
Yeah.
You know, because you start to get a little bit nervous before you get to the piercing round, and, you know, you really want to showcase your commitment to what you're doing. And I kept the hook in my head. And, you know, a couple days after Sundance, I really sat down and I searched for an instrumental to buy, and I bought the rights to it, and it just sort of fell together. And I created the song idea not to perform it, but to talk to my grandmother and to explain to her, you know, everything you taught me, it wasn't a waste, you know, to let all cookums out there know that, you know, everything they're teaching us, it's invaluable once they're gone, and you hold on to that. And that's kind of the message behind Cookum for everybody out there who's got a cookum, who raised them just like me.
Yes, okay, and I can totally relate to that whole urban native
100%
thing, you know what I mean, of not having a community, because my home community is way in Manitoba, never been there.
Gotcha.
But you know what I mean, grew up kind of like on the streets like you did, right?
100%.
So it's what's next, what's new next, so on the agenda
right now with the new song Listen featuring Joey? I'm really just trying to run the numbers up, grab the industry by the ears. I got a couple of brand new projects coming. One in particular I think is really gonna help young native men who are sort of transitioning from the street life to that red road. I'm really excited about it. I'm currently trying to work on getting grants and maybe getting a bigger audience to check it out. It's called Just Like You, and the idea just came from one day I'm going to be a mushum. I'm going to have young men come up to me and ask me, you know, how I did it. And this song is to portray how I was able to overcome my obstacles and get to where I've gotten with music and in my life in general.
Miwa said that's beautiful. And it's an amazing thing as we're growing and becoming men, obviously already men, but growing into bigger men, and then being able to pass that down
100%
to our generations. Now, just for fun here, I got some tracks here that I'm going to surprise you with.
All right. Oh, no, really? Oh, yeah? Yo, shout out Relic, yo. This was off my first album, The Reducation, man. I ripped this on 124th Street. Hey, yo. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to a Young Red right now.
Just a young pup, but I feel like I've seen it all. Trying to make it up in this game, never want to fall. Got a lot of stories to tell, why don't you come along? Got a lot of haters.
How old would you say that is?
This album came out 2011.
1, 2, 1, 2.
So that was 10 years ago. 11, 12, no, longer than that.
Trying to make it, I'm back to basics, living life as I come to face it. I took the hard road here, I had to learn to take
it. Yo, I don't even have this coffee, man. You gotta send me this. You gotta send me that coffee, bro.
Dude.
I don't even have that. Now that just triggered a memory, bro.
So shout out to Brad Crowfoot, Nutley, because he has a ton of old native
Yeah, shout out Nutley, bro. Shout out Nutley. That boy, I know when I first started doing music, he was the guy with the photographer, the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always caught my real good side, which was awesome. And, you know, I always loved that. He was a big fan of mine. He was a big supporter. He was always interested in what I was doing. And, yeah, shout out Nutley. Shout out DJ Cookham. You guys are
CEO,
a beautiful thing.
CEO's all over these tracks, right?
Yo, Uncle Toombs, brother. Toombs, right? They know, brother. That's my brother, man. That's my day one.
Awesome. Once again, chatting with Infamous Red here. He's got a brand new single with Joey Styles called Listen. How can people find your music?
Yeah, you can find me on all social media. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I guess now called X, at Infamous Red. As well, if you're trying to find the music, I'm on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Infamous Red.
We're going to get back to the music right here on the Windspeaker Radio Network after this.